Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
This is Andrew Longhurst, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm here at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival, and I'm here with Bob Laguerre from Silent Drum Productions. His show at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival is called Are You Priest Enough?
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just finished the show, so I'm a little keyed up, I guess.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
I lived in Ottawa a lot of years. I grew up in southern Ontario, but I moved to Ottawa. I was doing a lot of amateur theater in my spare time. My wife got a killer job offer in Calgary about 6 years ago, so I said, well, if you're taking that job, then I'm going to do acting, like full-time. But I always say there's no such thing as a full-time actor, really. Like, it's pretty hard to work all the time. So I got some film roles and stuff and just doing theater as well. And so I've been doing that for 6 years in Calgary and taking classes and stuff, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Silent Drum Productions.
I'm going to break the mystique of this. I basically just had to make up some name so I could pretend like I'm producing my own material. I did a one-man show last year and through the Fringe, and I'm doing one this year. So it just looks good to have a name, and there's really no, like, I've never filed a tax return or anything. So anyway, maybe one day it'll be famous like DreamWorks or something, but it's not quite there yet.
How many Fringes is this for you so far?
All total, this year or?
Just in total, or?
I think I did 4 last year and 4 this year, like mostly in the West, yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about the show you just got finished with today, Are You Priest Enough?
Yeah. Well, it's based on my experience, although if you saw it, it's a twisted version of reality, but it's a guy who's, goes into the seminary, and of course he is sometimes someone in their 20s, like they're not really sure. That's that crucial time in their life when I don't know what to do with my life, and he kind of re-experiences his faith a bit, and then he gets in the seminary, and then you encounter all these kind of crazy comical characters. But I think through the show what the theme is like making a commitment and making a large life commitment and just all the factors, like what does it take for you to be comfortable to say yes or no, and you're always going to run against things that, like any organization, aren't good or are bad, and then you got to decide what does it mean for you, like to take on such a huge commitment, which I assume is true for marriage. But
did you go to Catholic school growing up?
Yeah, I was all Catholic, man. We had one Catholic high school in the town. I grew up in St. Catharines, Ontario, and I was an altar boy, the whole thing. I kind of stepped away from it, and then I kind of went back to it. So part of the show deals with me coming back to the faith. And then the thing is, I don't know how much you want to get into the discussion of faith, but you can have a very immature look at the faith, and then your faith matures, I think, in your approach to things as you get older. So I think that's part of the show too. But yeah, I was raised Catholic, but then I would say I came back to it. But maybe some people wouldn't think I have the standard Catholic viewpoints of that everybody thinks that's not Catholic. I don't know.
Did you spend time following high school questioning your Catholic faith?
Yeah, there's a scene in the show where he ends up in this church, and it's kind of what I did. Like, I basically said, I've been taught all this stuff. I probably know more, as much about Catholicism as anyone, but do I really believe it? So I just started questioning, saying, like, what is all this anyway? And maybe I'll just prove how stupid it is, and I'll move on, and then I can get on with my life, And then I started, like, kind of saying, I actually kind of do believe some of those things, and some of the morality, maybe, or some of the, I don't know, the sexual morality, but some of the, I think it's good to be good to people. I think it's good to love your neighbor, all that kind of stuff. So, I did. I sort of came back to it, but I think it's still a lifelong journey, because what do these things really mean in your daily life is really, that's the hardest part of it all, and I'll never get to the bottom of that, I guess. Yeah.
When you're writing shows, what's that process look like, and how do you generate your ideas?
Yeah, like writing. So that was the other thing I didn't mention. So when I came to Calgary, I started writing because I'd never written. I always wanted to, but I just didn't know how to go about it. So I ran across a director that was helping me with another something else I was doing, and he kind of got me writing. Like I gave him some things, and he started kind of coaching me in a way. And so the easiest thing to write was from your own experience. So the first show was very experiential, but when I was in high school, and this one's more like university age and beyond. And so that's generally what I do, is I try to write from my own experience. I've got some new ideas this year from being in the Fringe that aren't my own experience, and I'm kind of afraid to do them because I just find it's very easy, like, to take an experience you had and you still stylize it and make it funny or make it exaggerate it. But to me, that's always kind of the easy starting point, you know. And so how this show developed was I was telling all these goofy stories about being in seminary, and my director said, okay, well, you got to write a show about that. Mm. I'm like, what?
So, any other shows that you've been writing as of yet, or that are in your head and still have yet to be down on paper?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch. You know, I have, my brother died of cancer. He was about 54. And then the same week, one of the senior partners from my wife's law firm died of cancer. Two completely different people, completely different economic strata, blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to maybe have a two-person show where these are two people that are dying of cancer, but they're from completely different. But in a way, they end up in the same. I mean, we all end up in the same place in the end, if you know what I mean. Like, we all end up dying. So that's one idea. And then I had something about dreams. Something about dreams has really been bothering me. I've been reading books, but I'm just afraid to write it because, like, I want it to be not about my own experience, and I'm afraid that I'll... Anyway, I probably should experience it. So anyway, I'm doing a workshop in Calgary in November about creating your own work. One of the guys from Ghost River Theater is doing a two-day workshop, so hopefully I'll bring some of that stuff, and maybe something will come out of it.
So any other Fringe Fest that you're headed to after Vancouver?
No, this is it for this year. I would love to maybe do something with these shows later, but I don't know if you've talked to other artists. It's tough to translate from the Fringe to elsewhere, like to produce it somewhere else. But now I have two shows that maybe I could look at putting on somewhere. But what I love about the Fringe is it's so cheap, and it's so, you've got an audience, you've got a venue, you've got everything there for you. Like, if I had to do this myself, it would be like just a ton of money, and maybe two people would show up, you know, kind of thing.
Well, I want to encourage everyone to come out and see Are You Priest Enough? What other shows do you have left at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival?
Oh, God. I got four more. As he hears me zipping my... Sunday at 3:45, Tuesday at 8:50, Friday at 9 o'clock, and Saturday at 12 noon. That's Saturday, September 19th, which is, I think the festival ends that day.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks so much.